This is Jerry Geeran, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Of all the wild animals that have adapted to living around people, raccoons are probably the most destructive. There are a few ways to manage raccoons. You can do this by not leaving pet food outside at night and placing garbage in sealed metal containers. You can also cap the chimneys so raccoons and other wild creatures cannot get in. Also, remove trees growing next to the house or buildings. Seal up all holes along the foundation. Raccoons are known for eating sweet corn. Second to sweet corn, raccoons like watermelons. Fencing is a good way to keep raccoons from harvesting your garden crops. Adding electric fence turns woven wire into an effective barrier. Trapping is another effective option. Cage-type live traps are the best way to capture problem raccoons, especially in an urban setting. Use bait such as fish, fish-based pet food, meat, or eggs. To avoid catching house cats, use grape jelly, peanut butter, or sweet rolls. The question is often asked, how far do I need to take a raccoon in order to prevent it from returning to the same area? The answer may be more than 25 miles. By using a little imagination, you can discourage nuisance raccoons from entering in the first place. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Geeran with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.